This is Keeping It Real with Nairi and Fiona. I didn't want to go with what the previous conversation was.
Nope.
So we'll keep it.
Oh, Greg's here too. Joke. Greg's here too. Greg may not be
fine
here.
Form.
Yeah.
In fine form.
It's all good.
I say he's on some good medication. No, he's just on.
Nope, I didn't take any painkillers, so I'm clear-headed.
No, are you really like
clear-headed? I had two beers, so I'm clear-headed.
Your beer is the actual pain.
That's right. That's my pain medication today. Yeah. So
no, we are not mixing drugs with alcohol. We're smart like that.
Yep. Sometimes.
So this is another episode of Keeping It Real with Nairi and Fiona and Greg. You want to review your beer, Greg?
Oh yeah, I got a new one. Fiona got from the Town Brewing Company out of Whitby. It's called Quick One. It's a lager, 4.2% alcohol. It's just like a big kaleidoscope on the label.
What
like
colors are they, Greg?
I have no freaking idea. Cool. It's like I'm thinking it could be blue and red.
Well, there's pink.
Blue.
Yeah, well,
there's
green. Yeah, okay, I took a good guess. It was like, I had to reverse some shit, but you know, it looks blue and pink, I guess. So no, it's a nice light summer beer. Nice and crisp.
Warm today.
So it's good. It was a warm one today. So no, it went down pretty good. So yeah, that's a good one.
Don't crinkle the can.
No,
I won't. Soundboy will get mad. Fiona and I have a 2019 Cabernet Merlot from Chateau des Charmes. Of course, it's a VQA from Niagara on the Lake.
It's very good.
What's that?
That's where most of your wines come from, Niagara.
There's, we like Chileans. We go to Australia once in a while. South Africa. We like to go around the world.
We do like to travel.
You travel a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I would like to go see them in person, but in time. Anyways, it's it's organic. It's 2019. That was a good year.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's been a few good years. Anyways, so we are going to talk about PRs. Hey, let's talk about your squat PR that happened yesterday.
Yeah, I heard you got 250, for God's sakes.
That's a crowd mine. I kind of think I was a little greedy on that one.
No, there's no greed.
Well, because I've done pre-COVID 240.
Yeah, but that's.
And I hit 230 and it felt good.
Yep.
And then I could have done just the 10 pounds. Maybe I should have done 245 because that would have still been a PR considering I did 240. Hey,
if it's feeling good, keep going. Like,
yeah, geez. But you know? It was sticky.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, well, that's title of your sex tape. Felt good, kept going. Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it was a little rough.
Yeah,
it was a little rough. Probably not my best squat.
Okay.
I'm biting my tongue.
Oh, God.
You're just spitting them out there. It's a little rough. It was a good going. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, it was squat day in the gym. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just know when it's going to be a good number, right?
Yeah.
And you got a feeling it's like this. Everything's been going well. And so there's not greedy. It's like, you know what? What's the worst that's going to happen?
You're going to drop
it. I'm lucky I actually...
It got up.
Lifted it up. I got up.
Stop looking at me. Like, I'm not gonna do it. You're baiting me now. Like, you're baiting me into it. I'm like.
You're totally baiting.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the PR thing.
Yeah.
So pre-COVID, because I feel like at the gym we have everything is like pre-COVID, post-COVID, because we had all those gaps in training. And we've talked about that before. And to get to those, I'm laughing so hard, like my eyes are watering. So you have those moments. So you remember those big lifts before COVID and you feel like you couldn't possibly get back to those or beyond after. Yeah. Because it's been like 2.5-3 years of coming back. And so 250 is your best ever squat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Best ever.
Best ever.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
So that's awesome. So what are the significance of having a PR? Like, what do you think?
Well, I think it tells you you've made progress.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's why I kind of think, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, think too highly of, or they don't worry about PRs too much. But it's a big thing. Like that's why we put the bell up at the gym. Like, ring the freaking bell. Like, you got a PR, ring the bell. Yeah,
not just a little tingle, tingle. Like, just freaking
ram it.
I didn't actually do that, but. I should have.
You should have.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Freaking bell.
But you know, it tells you that you've made progress and it's all relative. I know because earlier in the day, Treats had posted her number was 235.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And so I said, I don't think I'll get there. I'm like, it's all relative. Your PR is like what your best today.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a given
circumstance. Somebody else's PR doesn't mean anything to you.
No,
it, or it shouldn't. It shouldn't. It should be like, that's great.
It's an inspiration.
That's great. You know, 235 is great. But according to your skill level or your, you know, how long you've been working out and things like that, that might not be in your sights. But say, hey, I got 135. I got 135 today. The last time I only did 95. That's a huge improvement.
Well, like, and right? Even Christy, she got like a 3-rep PR.
Yeah.
Right? Because she had only done that for one.
Yeah.
Her original.
Yeah.
Number, right? So, and then she did it 3 times.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I mean, you look at a new person that's just starting off, every time they do something as a PR, they could ring that bell every day, right?
Every day.
It's just awesome. Stop ringing the bell. No.
But for, it's like, come on, sit
another
down.
Another PR.
Like another PR, Jesus. But for us, like to get a PR, that's a big thing. And a PR shouldn't just be for heavy lifts or anything. It's like going back and say the workout that we did on Tuesday with the snatches and everything.
When we have a repeat.
We have a repeat. Mm-hmm. That's a PR. Mm-hmm. Like you go back and I took 35 seconds off that workout from a year ago. I'm going to take that.
Even a second is a
PR. Yeah, it's a PR. Yeah. Like, you know, so that's a PR. Ring the bell.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. That's the thing. Those are huge milestones, really, where you're going through that. So,
and you appreciate them more at our stage of training because we're getting a little bit older. Yeah. So the PRs
we've been doing it for
fewer
years.
And farther mm-hmm. between, right?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's harder to get.
Yeah.
Like
I mean, I seldom, I've even posted on my personal Instagram because I had the screenshot of the 200-pound back squat that I got because I think it had been a long
time before
COVID that I'd had seen that number,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so like, you know, to get that at
well, I know
47.
Before COVID, my squat PR was 270 and the highest I've gotten now is 255. So I'm still trying to chase that.
But it's still possible.
It's still possible. Oh yeah, I'm sure I'm going to get it, but it's still possible. It's like the deadlift PR of 395. You know, I'm
5 pounds away from
400. 5 pounds away from 400.
Wow.
You know, but then COVID hit and then we didn't train for everything and then everything. So now my highest deadlift is only 380, you know, 385. So
still trying
to get back to that. It's still reachable, you know, but now I'm off for like how long with
hand problems.
But that's okay.
But yeah. So it makes a big difference, right?
Yeah.
Huge.
And I think it's important to celebrate, acknowledge those PRs because it reminds you that what you're doing is on the right track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like we haven't done a typical back squat workout in a while because we did five, sets of three and heavy singles.
It's still not a true 1-rep max. I mean, you could probably go heavier
if it was just
a 1-rep max.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you did those fives
exhausted.
And threes.
I think that's why I felt like maybe the squat wasn't where it should be because I was probably tired.
Yeah, so you could probably be hitting 260, right?
No pressure.
On a true CrossFit total.
251.
Still
a PR.
Well, still a PR, but on a true CrossFit total, when you're doing, you know, a strict press, you know, a squat and a deadlift, you probably hit those a lot higher numbers because
you're fresher.
You're fresher, right? You're not hitting, like, you're not going crazy on the fives, threes before you hit that, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the difference between a PR and a PB, because some people ask this, it's the difference between metric and imperial.
Yeah.
It really is really not. Like we use the terms interchangeably because I know because on the app Wadboard, it comes up as a PB because it's a British program.
Yeah.
They also have
we
metric.
Always say PR.
But you can change it to imperial. But yeah, or like also very technically, if you are, say, doing a road race and you're a runner, your personal record would be doing better in the same race from one year to the next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, for our purposes, it doesn't matter. You call it a PR, you call it a PB.
If you improved
and you got stronger because of it,
yeah.
Ring the freaking bell.
Ring the bell. Like, don't be afraid to ring the bell. I laugh at people. I don't want to ring the bell, damn it. I'll ring it for you. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you know, be proud of that accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you're putting, like you said, like 1 pound, half a pound on that, if you get half a pound, it's still a personal record.
Yeah.
Like, that's higher. And as we get higher in weight, it's going to be, you know, less increments between that. So,
And the gaps between those PRs are more and more.
More and more. So, you know, ring the bell.
But it just goes to show you did that the day after your
Your birthday.
Birthday. So that's a nice little birthday present.
Yeah.
Right? You know, 250 to be in your 50s and still getting stronger. Like that's
Huge. It blows that myth of not being able to get stronger over, you know, a certain age.
Yeah.
But they always say, oh, it's harder to get. You know, no, it's not. If you're putting in the work and the effort, then you're going to do it.
Well, it's funny because even a few of my seniors are like, you know, if we're doing deadlift and they really want to like, oh, yeah. Well, how much did I do last time? I said, well, I think you did 100 pounds, so I can do more. And so even they want to know, like, it's that's just awesome. That motivation, yeah. Like that personal best, that personal record really just kind of fires you up. Like, especially when you came in, he's like, oh, you were greedy. Like it wasn't like you just knew your body. You just knew that
it was a
moment.
Day. Like it was that was a good day for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's not greedy. It's like, what's the worst that's going to happen?
If it's a good day for that, just keep going. Like, I don't care if you do an extra set of ones or two extra sets of ones to get to that.
I always say when we say the four sets of one heavy singles is not a definitive, like, no. If you're feeling good and it's going well, just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
You know, like, you'll know when it's too much and then that's it.
Well, usually, like, crazy work days make for good lifting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
A little bit of rage.
Get a little rage going and, away you go. Yeah. But no, for sure, just keep going.
Like, yeah, chase those personal bests, those personal records because they keep you motivated and they know you're on the right track. So what's next? What's the next deadlift PR?
I don't know. I haven't quite hit 300 yet. Like,
before
COVID, you hit
315 one I did.
Yeah.
But yeah, since COVID, no. So maybe that'll be a goal.
Yeah. Yep. It's doable.
And I think that's where the linear sets come in handy, right?
And that's why I try to get people to do more of the linear sets, almost like that Texas system to do the linear sets across when you hit those fives or threes and go up.
Well, I like people to stick to one weight for their fives because it's far more challenging to do 200 pounds for five sets of five
than it is for
to keep going up because anybody can do, not anybody, but you can do one set at a heavy weight for five reps, but you do it consistently over five sets.
That's
going to build
big load.
Far more strength.
Yeah. And that's the volume, right?
And same with doing sets of threes or sets of ones. Like, pick a heavy weight and then just try to stay to as heavy as you can.
I only went up for the singles and stayed linear for the fives and the threes.
Well, and that kept you nice and warmed up and ready to
That's what I prefer. People to do a linear set through the fives and threes, you know, if they can.
But whatever gets you to that number.
But, exactly.
You know, and sometimes if you have a number in mind and then, you know, I've had a couple people say, well, I think I'm going to do, you know, whatever. And they went past it. I said, well, good. Because not only did you had a goal in mind, but then you went past it because it felt good. So, that's it. If it feels good, just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And you get confetti in the app. Like, it just blows up.
The best confetti ever because I don't have to sweep anything up.
Don't we're not clean that shit up out in the gym.
Virtual
confetti.
The best one ever. So there you go. Start chasing those PRs because.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ring the freaking bell.
And ring the bell.
Because I'll ring it for you.
Somebody will go in the gym and ring it for you. Like, no. All right. On that note, there you go. Another episode of Keeping It Real with Nairi and Fiona and Greg.
The other guy.